Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning. It is the Fan Morning Show. I'm Chris Mack. Colin Dunlap out today. Jim Colony alongside producer Matt Cole keeping us in line or doing his best to do so this morning as we've got a lot to get to. Some interesting stuff from yesterday's afternoon show. Jeremy Fowler was on with them. We'll go over some of the greatest hits of what he had to say to Pony and Muller. Dan Rosen in the 9 o'clock hour to talk Penn's Flyers. Jeff Hathorn at 8 o'clock to talk Ben's Steelers. Craig Meyer at 7 o'clock to talk Jeff Capel and the Pitt basketball program. David Morehouse scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock, Penguins president and CEO, and we will talk to him about this very thing. Fans back in venues. And Jim, I mentioned it just a few moments ago in the pre-show, but with the changed guidance from the governor allowing upwards of what, about 2,800 people into PPG Paints Arena tonight, I know it's going to feel weird in some instances. It's still going to be strange. There will still be tarps on seats. It'll still be very different, but man, is it going to be nice for people to get back into buildings and watch the games again.
Yeah, there have been a few people allowed in, like family and friends, whatever, into the suite in the suite level, so that where we are, and we're in the same place that we've always been, in the press box way up top. You know, you look across and you can see people, and you know, people are spaced out, but there have been a few people there, but it'll be nice, and I think the players will enjoy it too, just to see some people in the seats. Now, it's not going to be a whole lot of people, and you'll still probably be able to hear a lot of the stuff. You know, during a game, you can just hear stuff. The players, the coaches, for better or for worse, sometimes players talking to the officials, and the fans are probably, they'll be heard too by the players. And I would imagine that the fans that are back in there will want to be enthusiastic and make their presence felt, and that'll be pretty good.
It's funny, Mitch Keller mentioned it yesterday, that it was almost strange to have people back in the ballpark in Dunedin. Trevor Bauer, I think, mentioned it yesterday after he made his first spring start for the Dodgers. Odd to throw in front of actual fans again for the first time in a year, really. And we're coming up on a year since Rudy Gobert and sports shutting down and spring training coming to a close on that weird Thursday afternoon, I think it was. And just it's go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was in Florida when all this stuff started going down. So it wasn't like, I don't know if Jeff was at a game or you guys were at games locally. So I can't remember what the Penguins were at the exact time. I just remember when news started happening and the Pirates had a game in Lakeland, and because it was my last day, it was a Tuesday, that was my last day of work, and then Jeff came down the following day on Wednesday. They had a day off, and then there was, you know, the Pirates resumed on Thursday, and I think that I remember going to Lakeland for that game, and it was kind of weird. Like, we're talking to Derek Holland, he was a starting pitcher in that game, and we were all, you know, standing a ways away, and I'm trying to get close enough so I can hold my microphone so that, you know, it's good sound quality. And at the time, we were kind of joking around about the distancing and everything else. But by the time Jeff got down, and there was the day off, and then Thursday, I think that Thursday was like the last day that they played. Then Pitt was in the middle of the, you know, they had, did they win or lose? I can't remember. I think they actually won, didn't they? Like a game.
Yeah.
And then they never played another game in the ACC. And we all know about poor Robert Morris. But you know, people and but I remember having conversations with players, other reporters, people at Lynch's Grub and Pub in St. Armand's Circle the next day. Like, what are we going to do here? You know, what's going to happen? None of us knew. And then to have it, it's different in Florida. A lot of things are different in Florida. But I know Todd Frazier was talking about it too. He said it was just nice to have, you know, to hear the fans. But it's also different. It's like you almost get used to doing things one way and then it starts to come back slowly. And who knows, you know, I don't think even at the beginning of next season, if it'll be, everything will be back to the way we once knew
it. Well, yeah, that's the one thing. We don't know how long it'll be limited. I don't think that takes anything away from the experience that it'll be less than 100%. Well, I shouldn't say that. It will naturally be different. It will take away some of the intensity and the emotion because you're not going to have 18,000 screaming people inside PPG Paints Arena tonight. You only have 2,800 or so. So it will be different, but I don't think after sitting out events for a year, I don't think anybody who's able to get into the game tonight, for example, or any of these three games against the Flyers, or anybody who's able to get tickets to the home opener against the Cubs, or any of these Penguins games throughout the rest of the month of March, everything that's coming up that people are going to be able to get back into, nobody's going to look at it if they're able to get into one of those games and they were interested enough to pay whatever they had to pay for the tickets and then get into the game and do everything that you have to do to be safe, is going to look at it and say, oh, well, it's less than 100%. This just isn't the same. I don't think anybody's going to be a downer about it. If you're going to be a Debbie Downer about being able to get back into venues, then don't go. Take a step back, I guess. I think, you know, I understand hesitation about wanting to get back into big public gatherings. I do. I understand those that are going to want to pump the brakes on that, and I don't begrudge anybody that feeling. But if you're not all in on wanting to get back into the buildings, if you're a sports fan and you don't have a pre-existing health condition or something that makes you worry about getting back out in big groups and back out in public, if you're like me, I can't wait to get to a game. I can't wait to log on as soon as the show is over today to Ticketmaster to see if I can't mash the button fast enough to try and get some tickets to Saturday's game against the Flyers.
Yeah, that's that 1 o'clock game, and it was an addition to the schedule, and yet at the same time, I don't think it's any different than, in other words, you might think, oh yeah, it'll be easier to get tickets. I don't think it's any different than other games because people weren't allowed in initially. And, you know, David Morehouse is coming on, 9 o'clock? And, you know, so we'll be talking about that and the logistics and everything else. I'm also curious how many people that, you know, the people that have been out of work, a lot of the vendors. although the thing is, they won't be selling things in the stands, right? Because if it's no cash,
probably not. Because all the transactions are supposed to be cashless and touchless.
Yeah, but,
so yeah.
Yet, yeah, but some of the people that have been out of work should be able to get work, right?
Let's hope so.
I'll be asking him about that. And you know, they've got everything planned out. They've had plans in place all along, and scenarios based on how many people are going to be allowed in. So really, it isn't exactly like they've just had to flip a switch, but they've been ready for this. And so even though the Penguins had, a day's notice, because this news came down, like you said, yesterday, naturally, right after we got off the air. And so within 36 hours, the Penguins are going to have fans at PPG Paints Arena for the first time this season, at least in
perfect
larger numbers.
For a series against the Flyers, too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
absolutely.
So they've been ready to go, and yet at the same time, it's excuse me. I don't know. It's almost like if you're a season ticket holder, and if you're on a list for a vaccine, and they call you up and say, hey, the Penguins call you up and say, hey, you know, you're in for Thursday night. How many? You know, that kind of thing. We're going to have to be light on our feet, as a certain coach said a few months ago.
We've been light on our feet for the last year or so. So I think people are trusting that whatever the plans are, they'll be willing to go through those plans to get back in front of their teams and watch them. It is the Fan Morning Show, presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. You can always text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. How excited are you to get back into games, particularly Pens games, maybe this week if you're able to get tickets, Bucco home opener the first week of April against the Cubs, and just a step back in the right direction of normalcy as sports fans. A big one taken yesterday anyway. Coming up next, we got a tweet from our buddy Holden yesterday. We got to talk about it. Something's happening again. I don't know why it keeps happening, but it's happening again. That next here on the Fan Morning Show. It's happened again. Holden tweeted it out yesterday. Jim, there's another boat that was moored down on the North Shore that now, because of the rising river levels, is about half underwater, it looks like. Why do people keep leaving boats down there? Who just leaves a boat tied up somewhere?
Well, either they want to get rid of it, they want to collect insurance, which, by the way, they should not be able to do. I heard the old insurance fraud commercial on Producer Matt's show, where the detectives will be at the door wanting to talk to him. So, I mean, you don't want to, you know, insurance fraud is a serious matter. So hopefully that's not going to work. And then,
excuse us, sir. Mike Holden has informed us you've left a boat tied up outside PNC Park again.
Yeah, well, I saw this, yesterday. It surfaced. Well, I was going to say it surfaced. I guess it didn't. It's sinking.
No, it's not surfacing. That's part of the
problem. Yeah, all the puns that are available here. But it looks an awful lot, though it's different. I think the bow is longer, but it looks like more like a bottlenose dolphin or something. But it's not the same boat, and it's even not exactly the same place as, what was it, like three years
ago?
No, the
old boat was hauled away by somebody a few years ago, right? Producer
right,
Matt?
But,
who did that?
Yeah, Nudie.
Nudie, that was his name. That's it. Okay. Can Nudie get down there and get rid of this one now? I mean, I don't know. Like, what do we do with this thing? Because I'm tired of old jalopy boats just degrading the views of beautiful PNC Park. Either someone wanders out there and cuts this thing loose so it can just float on down to Cincinnati and points beyond, or Nudie gets down there, drags it out of the water, and hauls it off.
Yeah, I think I don't know what would happen once it got to Emsworth. And, you know, there's a dam there. So I don't think that the unmanned boat floating would actually find its way into the lock. But so I'm not sure what would happen, actually, if it did get loose, or even if it would make it that far. It might, you know, ground up against the Requin or something, too. But it's not the same. But it could be. It's not the same boat. But theoretically, it could be, right? Because if they Nudie took it out and then it ended up in somebody else's hands, and then they left it there again. It's conceivably could be the same boat.
It doesn't look like the same one, but either way. I just don't understand who does
and
this. I don't understand who just leaves a boat
Jersey,
just sitting there.
It has a New Jersey registration, too. Somebody posted.
Oh, does it?
There's a Facebook, there's a Pittsburgh boat Facebook group that I actually joined it just to kind of lurk because.
Yeah, because, to be a creeper on the outside of the conversation.
Well, I found it because of the previous boat from, you know, three, four years ago. And then, so I retweeted this yesterday. Like Holden's tweet, I retweeted it and I tagged Rick Earle, right? Who from Channel 11, who got to the, you know, that ended up being his story with the previous boat. And he said he's ready. He replied and said he's ready, you know, to get to the bottom of this. Hopefully get to the bottom of it before the boat gets to the bottom of the Allegheny.
Yeah,
or the Ohio. I'm not sure exactly where it is, which river it's on.
Well, it's on the Allegheny now because it's outside of PNC Park. But, assuming it busts loose, it'll be on
the
Ohio soon. There it is. Thank you.
He says he's ready. So
of course he is. Good journalists are always ready, Jim.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.